And with that, we'll move on to, unless there's any questions. No. Okay. Let's go on to report. And the first man to quit the job, Mr. Reich, what do you got going on over there?
Good morning, y'all. My list is short. So we did send out a main newsletter that has a lot of second cycle information, as well as we had a sponsors call. So if y'all are interested on how second cycle is starting to shape out, and it is coming, and it's coming very quickly, please take a look at that newsletter and check out our website. We do have that slide, the slides and the recording posted. Other than that, we are planning to bring the regional flood plans to our board on July 25th for their approval. So we're excited to have that date coming up. And lastly, this will be my last meeting with all of you. I have taken a position with our water supply planning data team, so I'm moving over there. But it's been a great last 3 years with y'all, and my colleague Jake Madewell, who's on the call, will be taking over in my place for Region 8 and Region 7. So leaving y'all in good hands, and can't wait to see what comes out of y'all's group in the future. So that's all I got for y'all. Thanks.
Hey, Reich, any word on how you guys are coming on getting caught up on payments for our consultants?
Yes, we're still behind on those. I know we sent an email out recently on those payment requests and the delay we have. So we're still trying to play catch up on that. We've had some staff turnover on our processing team. So that's kind of helped, or not helped, that's added to the delay. And if anything, if there's any issues, please let Jake know. We can help y'all work through that.
Okay. Well, thanks, Reich, for your assistance to get us to this point, and welcome to the fun, Jake. I guess the transition time is probably a good one. Anything else, Jake? Did you want to add anything?
I'll just say it's nice to meet you all virtually. I actually live here in College Station, so I'm very invested in what Region 8 does. So I hope to help y'all get some good work done.
All right, Jake. Well, we might have a surprise for you here in a second. Let's go to item 7.2, regional planning sponsor.
Thanks, Alicia. I don't have any updates for the group.
All right. I don't suppose any of the liaisons have anything they want to add since we're sort of at the voting point. Anyone? Bueller? All right. So I have a few things for us to go through. As I talked about, we're getting ready to ramp into the second planning cycle. There will be a second planning cycle. There is some preliminary money sort of set aside. So part of that logistics is moving forward with our planning sponsor. So with getting to this milestone, thank you for everybody who's been involved to this point, virtually and non-virtually, and whether you're paid or a volunteer or thought you were going to get paid and apparently you're a volunteer until Water Development Board pays you. Good job, everybody. BRA has graciously agreed to stay on as our sponsor, which is very helpful for us to do our administration. So thank you to Pam and all her team for getting us to this point. Meeting schedules. As you all know, we do not have a meeting in July. We may not likely have a meeting in August. We're not sure what we need between now and the end of the year. Water Development Board has required all of us to go back and do an RFQ when we're ready to get consultants for the second cycle. That scope will be written by the state. And so it looks like we probably wouldn't be going out to like January for that RFQ. So we'll have to go back through and agree on what that process is. BRA as our sponsor will administer that process to make sure that we comply with purchasing laws and so on and so forth. But we'll talk about that as we get a little bit further along. So you're off next month. Like I said, Pam and I are talking whether we need an August or September just to keep them getting paid. But we don't know that we'll have a whole lot of tasks unless some kind of crazy curveball comes in on what we just submitted. We probably won't need to do much between now and the end of the year. As we go forward, we'll be looking at meeting schedules in general of do we need to meet monthly or is it more appropriately to go to maybe an every other month meeting. We shouldn't have the workload and the compression that we've had in this past cycle. And I think everybody appreciate a little bit of a break, including our consultant. It's really hard to move the milestone a month at a time when you're doing stuff this big. So we'll talk more about that. One of the other things I want to investigate, and obviously I cannot do on my own, and we'll talk to you guys more as we go forward, is relocating where we're hosting our meetings. There's no point to be in Waco for me to be here by myself. I've seen enough of the interstate for that. And so what I'd like to do is investigate moving the meetings closer to where all the people and all the flooding problems are, and maybe get a few more of you guys to show up in person every now and again and get some familiarity. So my first thought was possibly Williamson County, who previously offered to be a sponsor. My current thought, though, based on the attendance that we've had in the past and it being a little bit more geocentric to the problems, is looking to maybe go into Bryan College Station area. And since Jake's sitting right there for us, like, that'd be a bonus. So we will talk about that more as we go forward. It would be nice to take a little bit of the stress off of them having a BRA having to host and do all the IT. So if we can find another sponsor that can help get us a little bit closer, maybe we can get a little bit more in-person attendance, like I said, from the, whether it's board members or the public. Unfortunately, at first I was like, hey, I can shorten my drive, but I'm not sure that just bringing us to Williamson County, you know, is the best move. I think bringing us closer to everybody, that seems a little bit more geocentric without us getting all the way down, you know, where it's just unreasonable for those folks who have other issues. So if you have any individual thoughts that you want to send to me or Pam about that, please reach out. We're, like I said, we're ways from getting it solved, but that's where we're thinking. We've been here, I guess, 3 years now. Folks don't come here, so we're not going to miss out on anybody if we move a little bit further south with that. I think that's the main stuff we had is with all of the various tasks.